The book of Job. Thank you, Lord. The 42nd chapter, the Bible reads beginning at the 10th verse. We're going to read verses 10 through 13, and we're going to jump to verse 16. Well, go ahead and feel good. Nothing but the Spirit of God. The Bible reads this morning, and the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Then came there unto him all his brethren and all his sisters and all they that had been of his acquaintance before, and did eat bread with him in his house. And they bemoaned him and comforted him over all the evil that the Lord had brought upon him. Every man also gave him a piece of money, and every one an earring of gold. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. For he had 14,000 sheep and 6,000 camels and 1,000 yoke of oxen and 1,000 she asses. He had also 7 sons and 3 daughters. Based on our thinking coming from verse 16. After this lived Job 140 years and saw his sons and his sons' sons, even 4 generations. Supporting scripture this morning, out of the 23rd Psalms, the 4th verse, a very familiar passage. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. You got to walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. After this, Job lived 140 years and saw his sons and his sons' sons even 4 generations. On the basis of those verses this morning, we'd like to speak to you from the thought or the thing, your blessings will come after you go through. Your blessings will come after you go through. Don't act like it don't happen. See, some of our children wouldn't be so grown if they wasn't raising themselves. When you raise yourself, you do what you want to do. You go to bed when you want to go to bed. You cut on what you want to cut on. But when you got guidance, that was for somebody because it wasn't on my notes. I'm concerned this morning about how lightly we take our youth this morning. Not only the youth of the Fowles Chapel Baptist Church, but the youth of our community, the youth of the world. And they got a lot to contend with. But then, young folk, that's no excuse. Because there is somebody that cares. There are programs. There are places that you can go. There are things that you can do that are wholesome. There are things that you can do that you can have fun and can continue to maintain your integrity. We got to understand this morning that it's not always having a good time. It's all right to have some fun. It's all right to socialize the style and the profile, but always remember one day you're going to have to give an account of all the things that you've done on this side of life. Now, a lot of times we find that we just can't seem to get along because of peer pressure, because of different things. This one have that and that one have this. And sometimes we're just jealous of one another. But let us understand that God said, love ye one another as he have loved us. And do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So if you are sowing bad seed, then bad things are going to spring up and happen in your life. Some of us, not the children now, the children that grown up in the age but still acting like children. The children that are still walking around talking about, I'm going to get my revenge. Jesus said, vengeance is mine, so said the Lord. For those of us that realize that everybody that say they love you just don't love you, but isn't it a good thing to know that I don't function off of your love? Isn't it a good thing to know that all things come from above and that we know God for ourselves? Anybody got a personal relationship with God? Anybody in here know that you can get in contact with God whether I preach or not? If you got to have me to get to God, then you in trouble. You better know that you can get to God all by yourself. Open up your own mouth and say, Lord, I'm going through a situation in my house. Lord, I'm going through a situation with my children. And I'm not going to work it out all by myself. I know somebody that will help me work my problem out. I know somebody that knows everything there is to know about me and my child. I wonder this morning, how many of you really know that you're blessed? How many would rather say that times are hard? You know, there's somebody that just don't want to accept blessings. We are blessed, but we don't even want to accept it. Sometimes the only time we think we are blessed is when we got a few extra dollars. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Sometimes the only time we think we are blessed is when we had a good week all weekend. The hellhound didn't get a hold of us. But I come to tell somebody this morning that as long as you live, somebody is going to be out against you. Because somebody going to be working for the enemy, and the enemy don't care anything about you. But I also want to let you understand and know this morning that as long as you walk with God, he'll give you the power to make your enemy your footstool. Somebody in here got to remind yourself, and sometimes you tell yourself, the Lord won't put no more on me than I can bear. But then you began to question and ask God, God, this is me. You know I'm weak. You know I can't stand this, that, or the other. And I can't take anymore. Anybody in here ever wanted to throw your hands up? That I'm tired. I'm weak. And I can't take no more of this mess. But I stopped by to let you know that in this life, you're going to have trials and tribulations. In this life, you're going to have some good days and some bad days. Every now and then in your life, you got to understand that things are going to be turned upside down. Seems like every time I try to do it one way, the old enemy throw a curve in there. But I'm glad to know this morning that I serve a man that knows everything about me. And he has a way to make me dot that curve. When you throw your wicked dots at me, God gave me some reflexes, and God gave me a mind, eyes that I can see. See, I'm one of those folk that I just don't trust everybody. When I go in a restaurant, I want to sit so I can see who's coming at me. Now, somebody might say, why would you do that? And the term that they would use, well, it would be that you're supposed to be a man of God. So why are you afraid? But now when I received my salvation, somewhere in the Bible, I realized that the Bible said that the fear of the Lord was the beginning of my strength. So I know it's all right to get afraid sometimes. But I found out folk could do anything to you. You better watch who you trust behind your back. That one that say that they love you will stab you right in your back. Anybody know what I'm talking about? That one that said, I'll be there for you. Call me if you need a helping hand. But when you call them, they won't answer the phone. When you call them, somebody will tell you a lie. Say, they're not here. They're gone on somewhere else. But I'm glad this morning to know that I am a child of God. Every now and then, we got to understand that God wants us to let him have his way in our life. You got to know that sometimes we think that people are on our side. Sometimes we think that everything is going to be all right. But you got your mind on something else. Have you ever heard the term, your body is here with me, but your mind is on the other side of town? Anybody know what I'm talking about? Some folk will leave you hanging. They'll say that they got your best interest, and they'll talk to you about your problem. But as long as you spill your guts, they're not listening to everything that you say. But their mind is already gone to the other side of town. I can't wait till I can call somebody and tell them what I just heard. Isn't it amazing how I heard or get your attention faster than the name Jesus? Somebody can say Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And some of us will sit there like they never heard that name before. And somebody else don't have to say it very loud because we some nosy folk. I can get over to the side. June, I heard. And Brother Carter, he heard me tell June I heard. So I believe in his mind. He might want to know what did he hear. Where did he hear it from? But I come to tell somebody, if you had not heard about Jesus, all that other mess you heard, you better pack it under your feet. Pack it under your feet and tell the Lord thy God, I don't have time. I don't have time for a whole lot of mess. Ow! Somebody in the house came to serve God this morning. But I saw about to tell somebody that in this life of yours, you're going to go through some time. It's not always going to be peachy and rosy. The Bible says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The reason why I know that, because I'm somewhat like David. I can say the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pasture. He lead me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. Because every now and then, life and it's changing. Trouble and tribulation seem to weigh me down, but I'm glad that he also lead me in the path of righteousness, not for my sake, but for his name's sake. And as God lead me, I found out that I gotta walk down through the valley of the shadow of death. When I get down in the valley, I realize that everybody's not gonna love me, but I found out down in the valley that there's joy down in the valley. I found out that the Lord will help you. But if you want a blessing, somebody need a blessing, a special benefit, some good wishes, some approval from God. Anybody want a blessing? Do you need a blessing? Well, I stop to tell you that your blessings will come after you go through your valley experience. You got to go through some ups and some downs. You got to go through some bad days in your life. I'm reminded of a man by the name of Job. The Bible says that Job was an upright man. Job was a man that had a whole lot of wealth. Had everything that a man could ask for. But the devil is always sitting around plotting and planning, scheming and jiving, trying to find out a way to kill your joy, trying to find out, see what the devil will do. He'll sit back and observe you. And if everything is going all right, if there's joy in the house, if there's peace in the home, the devil will observe that. And he began to find ways to try to pull your peace apart, to try to take your joy down. But you got to recognize the trick of the devil. See, the devil don't care who he uses. He'll use your husband. He'll use your wife. He'll use your children, your so-called girlfriend, your so-called boyfriend, that one that you think that loves you more than that. They'll turn their back on you and walk the other way. But I want to let you know that if somebody leaves you, you can cry for a little while, but wipe your weary eyes and know that by and by and after a while, your blessings will come. But in the meantime, you got to go through your valley situation as you go through. Now, the Bible says that the devil came unto the Lord and said, now, I want to consider your servant Job an upright man. Come to church every Sunday. Pay his tithes. Do everything that he's supposed to do. A family man that love his wife with all of his heart. But I believe that if you would take your hands off of Job, that he cursed you and died. But I'm glad that Job learned how to wait on the power of the Almighty God. Because Job realized that if I can hold on and hold out until I get through, my blessings are on the other side of through. So if I want to get my blessing, I got to go through whatever the Lord deal me. Well, now the Bible says that Job lost everything he had. All his children died. All of his riches was gone. Job didn't know what to do. So the Bible says that the devil said, now if you would just let me put my hand on Job and just do something to Job, he'll curse you and die. The reason why Job is faithful, you got a hedge all around him. You protect him. You keep him in your care. But if you just let me in and let me tear up some things. Anybody ever had the devil to tear up some things in your life? And you began to wonder, Lord, why me? I hadn't did anything to anybody, but I'm catching hell on the left. I'm catching hell on the right. And every time I look around, something is always going on. Well, the Bible said that after this, the Lord told the devil, you can do anything you want to do, but it's life. You cannot take his life. So you know the story, that old mean devil put sore balls all over Job's body. Job was in pain. Job was in agony. Job was suffering. Job began to wonder, Lord, what have I done? I know I hadn't done anything. Well, you know, when you're going through, you always got some so-called friends that want to come by and console you. But my Bible says that when Job's friends got there, they began to criticize. They began to pick apart. They began to wonder, Job, what is it that you've done? You had to do something wrong for the Lord to allow this to happen to you. Well, the Bible says that even his wife got tired of seeing him suffering and began to wonder, Job, why are you suffering like that? I know that you're hurting. I know that you're tired. I know you're in pain. All you got to do is just curse God and then die. But Job looked at his wife and told that woman, you speak just like a foolish woman. You're not the woman I married. You must don't know about me, because I'm a child of God and I'm going to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Is there anybody in this house that your best friend, your soulmate, your good buddy turned their back on God and want you to turn back to? But you got your mind made up. For God I'll live and for God I'll die. Now at the end, after Job had suffered, after Job had gone through, the Bible said that God came to Job, and Job did sin, because what Job sinned about, he told the Lord, Lord, you need to justify why you put this on me. But you better know that you can't ask God. You can't question God. Don't ask God why. Don't ask God why not. But just say, anyway, you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. The Bible said that those same friends came back to Job in the 42nd chapter. But the Lord said unto Job, I see you and I hear you. The Bible says the Lord turned Job into captivity. And Job prayed for his no good friend. Don't you know when you got the love of God in your heart, somebody might talk about you. Somebody might do you wrong. But if you got love in your heart, you're going to love them anyhow. You're going to pray for them anyhow. So Job prayed for these men. And the Bible says that after this, after Job had suffered, after Job had lost everything, after Job was almost giving up in despair, God blessed Job, healed Job's body, gave him back everything. For the Bible says, then there came unto him all the brothers and the sisters, brought him a little piece of money, gave him an earring of gold. See, when you give to God, God will always bring it back when you lose something. In the name of the Lord, God will always bring it back. So I just want to tell somebody right here in Vow's Chapel that your blessings, they will come after you go through. Don't give up on your blessing. Don't sit down on your joy, but hold on to God's unchanging hand. Your blessings will come double fold. After you go through the storm and the rain, after you go through persecution, tribulation, heartache and pain, God will come to your rescue. All you got to do is hang in there. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. And as you suffer today, just remember that all you got to do is go through that valley. And once you get on the other side of through, there's a blessing. Not just a blessing, but there are blessings waiting for you. If you want your blessing, they will only come after you go through. So you just keep on keeping on, keep on trusting. Those of you that are going through in your bodies, your blessings will come after you go through. Sometimes we ask God for a blessing, and God will bless you. But if he don't bless you like you thought in your mind, sometimes you feel like he's let you down. But if we could reflect back to the song that I just mentioned, anyway, you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. You see, I'm satisfied just in knowing that I'm a child of God this morning. And I know that I'm no better than Job. You are no better than Job. It's not about you this morning. Job had to realize, his friends had to realize that it wasn't about Job, but it was about the faith that Job had in God. That Job was faithful. And then look at how God blessed. This is a man that already had 10 children that lost them. God comes back and blesses him and gives him 10 more children. And the Bible said these last three daughters that Job had, they was the fairest, most beautiful thing that anybody ever want to see. So he was blessed by God, even more so after he lost everything that he had. So if you've lost something or you feel like you're losing something, just go through the process. But keep trusting God so that you know that after you get through it, that's when your blessing is going to come. Sometimes God have to take you out of a situation that you think is a blessed situation, and you won't let go yourself. So God has a way of opening up other doors and closing other doors so that you would have to come out. And then when you get out, whereas before you came out, you were worried and you were complaining and wondering, Lord, what am I going to do? Lord, what am I going to do? But after you got out, God already had it already worked out for you. And then you look back and say, Lord, I thank you for closing that door in my life. See, some of y'all that got some doors that been closed in your face, you ought to tell the Lord, thank you. Some of y'all that got some folks that done walked out on you, you ought to tell the Lord, thank you that the trouble is gone now. After you go through, there's a blessing waiting on you. Hallelujah, Jesus. I can't make it no plainer than that. Because you're going to go through some things. If you're human, and you're a child of God, you're going to go through some things. But all I need for you to do this morning is to go through, knowing that after you get through, your blessings that come from God Almighty, they'll still be intact. You know, I feel in my spirit just how much I love the Lord this morning. Now, there are those of you that are suffering this morning. What William might be going through, I might not be going through. But now what Tony is going through might be worse than what William is going through. But now, if William and Tony realize that whatever it is that they are going through, that they serve a God that can do anything. And then Tony can come over here and tell Deacon Carter that I went through, but I didn't give up my faith. I didn't turn a loose of God's hand. And what I found out that as I was going through, when I found myself getting weak, I heard a voice from Jesus. So I whispered in my heart and in my mind that you're weak. I will make you strong. Your weakness is just an opportunity for my strongness to come in and see about you. Is there anybody in here weak this morning? Anybody in here got sickness in their body that they know that they need the healing power of God? Don't let what the doctor say, what your neighbor say, what your so-called friend think, don't let that be the last say. But let what God says. God says that morning, noon, and night, you can call on me and I'll come to your rescue.